This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not substitute for professional medical advice. Please seek a medical professional or healthcare provider if you're seeking any medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Thanks, everyone.
So, very random one. But I mean, pretty topical.
Yeah.
Because we've been, at least me and my feed, I don't know why, I keep on seeing this everywhere in my feed.
Yeah.
About like contact lenses and
everything that can happen with them. If you leave them on, if you sleep with them.
Yeah. It's very, so, yeah, it's a lot.
Very gross. At least for me, I can't do anything with the eyes.
Yeah.
I couldn't dissect the eyes.
You know?
I couldn't look at eye disease. I can't look at eye trauma.
Oh my God.
I can't do anything.
I'm the same. Like, I am not squeamish.
Yeah.
I am not squeamish.
But it should be for the eyes.
I will watch any gruesome, like anything, car accident, surgery, name it. Totally fine. The eye?
Yeah.
When they do the thing?
Yes.
And then they're like, immediately, no. Immediately.
I just got chills. No.
Right? Mm-hmm. What is that? There's something psychological.
I think
about
it's
that.
Something psychological.
100%.
Maybe knowing like how sensitive it is and how protective we are.
I got goosebumps.
Oh my God, Jules.
I got goosebumps. I'm not joking. Like, yeah. I just think about it and I'm like, bleh. Anyway, and that's coming from a person that I had to surgically remove a sty. Mm. That was not fun. 10 out of 10, do not recommend. That was not great. They had to flip my eyelid.
Yeah.
I had to literally just like not
think about it.
No. And of course, everything you're doing is thinking about it. And they're actively working on surgery on your eye.
Yeah.
That was not a good day. That was not a good day. Anyway. So yeah. It's history. So that's me. Okay.
That's you. That's you. Julie's going to start us off with the history.
All right, so a brief history on contact lenses, because honestly they are really freaking cool.
Yeah,
you know, the technology behind them, like how did we even create these things?
I know,
they're pretty neat. So anyway, so let's rewind to the Renaissance. All right, so did you know that Leonardo da Vinci, this is the last glass of the bottle, so it's,
I think Jules is a little spicy right now.
I am feeling a little spicy.
She's spicy. Like, Da Vinci.
Da Vinci. Leonardo Da Vinci. I am not Italian. No.
Girl, it's Americana. Cubana.
Exactly. So that accent came from Cuban Spanish. So not Italian at all. Anyway, my parents, my mom, but that's so far removed that there is not that in this accent. So anyway.
Focus. Focus.
I knew it. I was like, let me see how far off the cliff.
Focus.
How far off the cliff I could take the train before I annoy her.
Focus, Toby.
It's not going to happen.
So, Leonardo da Vinci.
Da Vinci. First conceptualized the idea of contact lenses in 1508.
This is such a long time ago. I can't even, yeah. I guess that's like us. Conceptualizing the future,
maybe? Yeah, flying cars eventually, yeah. One day that's gonna be a disaster though, but it will happen, yeah, for sure. And so he sketched diagrams showing how water would be used to alter vision, which is true.
Yeah,
that's insane. He was way beyond his time. Of course his designs weren't practical, but the thought was just honestly revolutionary. So fast forward to the 1800s, we have the first wearable contact lenses. So German glassblower F.A. Mueller made the first full eyeglass lens in 1887.
That's crazy.
Germans, man. And they're like, when it comes to like cars, engineering, like all that like technical stuff, like they just have it down packed. Anyway, so Mueller made the first full eyeglass lens in 1887. These early lenses were clunky, covered the entire eyeball, and could only be worn for a few hours due to discomfort, obviously. But like, I mean, just the thought that you could even do it is insane.
Yeah.
So in 1948, the game changed when the innovation of smaller plastic lenses that only covered the cornea was created. So by 1970s, soft lenses, like closer to the ones that we're using currently, made from hydrogel, became widely available, making lenses more comfortable, breathable, and even affordable. Today, silicone hydrogel lenses are the gold standard, allowing oxygen to pass through the lens to the cornea, which is vital for eye health. Because if you don't have that oxygen going through, that's a breeding ground.
Yeah.
For nasties.
Yeah, no, and it can be a pretty serious eye infection.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry for this random spot. I'm just itchy. All right. So what are...
You want me to lower the AC?
No. No, it's just itchy.
Okay.
Yeah. So what are contact lens diseases? Okay. Contact lens diseases encompass any infection, irritation, complication arising from improper contact lens use. So it's like turning a tiny piece of plastic into a luxury soup for bacteria, fungi, and amoebas. Amoeba is the one that like creeps me out.
Have you seen them move?
Yeah, it's nasty. All right. So some diseases are mild and resolve on their own, right? Mm-hmm. Without any treatment. Now others, if left unchecked, can lead to really severe complications, including permanent vision loss. So blindness. Okay. Now, causes of contact lens diseases. Poor hygiene, right?
Immediately.
Yeah. You touch your lenses with your hands. Your hands are dirty. I know people that sleep in them, and then people that don't wash them either. So touching your lenses with your dirty hands, skipping proper cleaning, in basically just invites them.
Yeah.
Invites the bacteria, microorganisms straight into your eye. Studies have found that Staph aureus, okay, a common bacteria on improperly cleaned lenses, okay, it's that bacteria that got on there, and Staph A can really cause lot of bad skin infections.
Like if you have, exactly, that's what I was gonna say, if you have
and other type infections, but
like if you have a cut and then it gets infected with Staph,
that's not great. It's a bad one. Yeah. So then you also have overuse, so wearing your lenses past their recommended duration. Monthly lenses worn for 3 months make the lens surface more prone to deposits, tears, and also microbial growth. Improper storage of the lenses, so using expired solution or tap water to clean or store lenses increases the risk of contamination. Tap water contains microorganisms like acanthamoeba, which can lead to serious infections. Now, you can also sleep in your lenses, which is not recommended. Unless you have lenses specifically designed for extended wear, sleeping in them reduces oxygen supply to your cornea, creating an environment where bacteria thrives. Okay. Now, environmental exposure, swimming, showering, and even using like a hot tub. The lenses on is a big no-no.
Yeah.
Waterborne organisms such as Pseudomonas, dead. Okay. And acanthamoeba, dead. All right. Can latch on to your lenses and infect your cornea.
You suggested this topic.
I'm dead. I'm ready. I don't want it.
This topic.
The eye.
What's you know, your I'm, idea?
I wear glasses.
Yeah.
And my vision is pretty bad. I should wear my glasses more often. I don't.
I've never seen you wear your glasses.
I know, because...
And like how many years
it just makes me feel really unbalanced.
Holy shit, hold the fuck on. We've been friends for how long? I've never seen you wear glasses.
I have them in my backpack right now. Do you want me to wear them? I'll wear my glasses.
Do it. Do it. Oh my God. Guys, this is the first time. Okay, wait. We've known each other.
I'm able to not see, Linda.
We've known each other since... Hold on. I'm going to figure this out. Mario and I got together in 2008, 2009, so at least 2010. We've known each other since at least 2010.
Yeah.
Hot. Hot!
But it's crazy.
Okay, how many?
I can finally read.
Pull.
I know.
How many of you want to just see her...
Look at you. You look like a sexy secretary. Thanks. I'm just kidding. No, but like for real, it's crazy.
And they're super cute. Oh,
thanks.
What the? Why don't you wear them? They're super cute and they look great on you.
Thanks.
I'm literally not blowing, air up your ass. I'm sincerely being truthful.
Well, no. So, okay. Part of the reason why I didn't wear glasses in the past is because, first of all, like even wearing it right now, I feel it gives me a lot of anxiety. Like when I don't feel correct, it gives me a lot of anxiety, and I don't know why. A lot of people, I'm sure, can relate
like
to me.
Like in what sense? Correct in what sense?
Like things look almost more vibrant, but I know that's because I cannot see clearly.
Right.
So things look a lot sharper, more vibrant, more like in my face. I feel like the distance is also off as well. Like if I put it on, I feel like that's closer, but obviously that's like the whole entire point of the glasses, right? So I know that it's a thing that I just have to get used to.
Literally what I was going to say.
And I should, right? Because I feel like my eyesight is actually getting worse because I'm not using my glasses.
And it may help you with tiredness too.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like just that.
I know, but I feel so off. And right now I'm fine. Like I could do this whole episode. I can watch TV and everything. But the moment that I take these off after wearing them, the amount of blurry that is so bad that then I'd prefer to just not wear them.
You need contact lenses then too.
I've thought about doing contact lenses, but I just don't like things in my eyes.
Well, Maria wears the dailies.
But this was so bad. My eyesight was so bad that when I was a resident and I would round, like in the ICU, we would round outside the patient's room. From the patient's door to the monitor, I could not see the monitor. I could not see their vitals.
You're torturing yourself at this point. At this point, it's just plain torture because there's no need.
All right. So I'm just going to wear them for now.
Yeah. I'm telling you that this poll.
Debut Amy's glasses.
This poll, people are going to love it. Thanks, guys. Look at how hot she looks. I love it. It suits her. It's amazing. Okay. Anyway, continue. This is bullshit that you're torturing yourself.
No, now I can really see everything very clearly.
And I zoom in our notes and everything for her. And at first I was like, why? And then now I understand. Guys, we've known each other for 15 years and I didn't know her eyesight was this bad.
Yeah, it's pretty
this
bad.
Is bullshit.
Yeah. I know it's just an adjustment period, but I can't. That means I have to drive with them.
No contacts. Like Mario does, he puts them on in the morning, takes them off at night. Rinse and repeat.
I might have to do that.
Dailies.
Yeah.
And you get the Costco. You go to any... Go to any optometrist and they will price match the Costco ones, which are the cheapest ones. We do that every 6 months. Yeah. The cheapest ones, perfect.
But it's so crazy. I had to go to my optometrist and he's amazing. And I told him specifically, please undercorrect me.
Okay.
Undercorrect me because if I am way too corrected, it's going to feel so off for me.
Okay.
I prefer to gradually correct. And even with the undercorrection, I still feel like this is too much.
But it's going to help you in the tiredness driving.
I know.
And with how much driving you do.
Yeah, I know.
I know. It's going to make you feel better.
I know. All right. So common contact lens related diseases. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the first one I think is the most common one, which is keratitis. The definition is basically an infection or an inflammation of the cornea, often bacterial, but also fungal or viral. So the symptoms pretty much include redness, pain, sensitivity to light, blurred vision, discharge, pretty much a dreaded feeling that something is stuck in your eye. And that to me just makes me queasy.
Frustrates the shit out of me.
Yeah. So basically, if left untreated, then the keratitis can cause corneal scarring, ulcers, and even blindness. Okay.
Not a great episode to do when I'm trying to convince you to wear contacts.
Exactly. Great. All right. The next one is even worse of a fear for me, and this is the one that I feel like in medical school we learned as a student. I was like, what the hell?
So
acanthamoeba keratitis. This one is rare, but a serious infection caused by an amoeba. Yes, an amoeba. Pretty much found in water, soil, and even the air. Okay.
Nasty.
So you have extreme pain, blurred vision, light sensitivity, swelling. Now, this infection is strongly linked to tap water or wearing lenses while swimming.
Oh.
Yeah, that one is disgusting. I mean, the pictures of an acanthamoeba keratitis is disgusting. So I'm deathly afraid of that. Mm. Now, corneal ulcers. Now, open sores in the cornea usually are stemming from an untreated keratitis. All the eye symptoms that I'm going to talk about is pretty much the same. The pain, the discharge, the visual changes, all of that. Mm-hmm. Then you have giant papillary conjunctivitis, which that to be sounds awful.
Awful. So just the word giant in the eye.
Exactly. Now, this one is an allergic reaction to the buildup. Like, an allergic reaction to the buildup of the protein deposits on a lens or irritation from overwearing.
Okay, you're just nasty at that point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Do you even love yourself?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass judgment at this point. And I don't like passing judgment. And I am a very non-judgmental person. But at this point...
Have you seen the TikTok trend of like, we listen, we do not judge?
Bro, I had one. I sent it to one so we could do something. Yeah,
I want
to
do it. I want to do it.
It's like, we listen, we do not judge.
Judge.
I'm sorry, but at this point right now, we're going to judge. I'm going to judge.
That is... We listen and we do not judge.
Your body is judging you at that point by creating an allergic reaction to it.
It's disgusting.
Get the fuck out of here with that. All right. Anyway, so prevalence. So globally, around 140 million people wear contact lenses. So in the US alone, 45 million people are lens users. Among these, 1 in 500, okay, amongst those numbers that I just mentioned, developed keratitis annually. Okay, so extended lens users are 5 times more likely to get infections than daily lens users. Just get the dailies.
Like Mario Dumbins. Swap them in, swap them out, done. Yeah.
Fucking hell. Anyway, so how to prevent contact lens diseases, right? So prevention...
It's not that I don't want to use them. It's just that once I start, I know I cannot stop. And I can't even commit to glasses.
How is that a bad thing? It's going to help you. It's just a benefit for you. With all the driving you do, it's going to help you not feel that tired, that pressure. This is a typical
doctor attitude. Like,
yeah, it is. And it's so frustrating because
I'm over here like, you have to wear your lenses. Blah, 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 blah. And here I am. I'm like, I'm blind. I have my glasses with me all the time. I do wear them. Sometimes there's days that are really bad, but I'll wear them for like 30 minutes and I'm like, okay, I'm done.
I'm married.
I'm not perfect.
I am married.
Do as I say, not as I do.
I'm married to the female version. I mean, I am married to the male version of her. This is what I live with. Okay.
Yeah.
It's that for him to have gone to contacts took him I don't know how many years of me having the same discussion that I'm having with you right now, and then he finally did it and it's life changing. The same thing as Birkenstocks. Okay.
I love Birkenstocks.
He hated Birkenstocks until I finally got him a pair, and I'm like, you're gonna wear them
they're,
right now.
They're life changing.
And
they're life changing.
Open that man's closet now.
Not Birkenstocks. It's like when Mike turned me on to Hoka's.
Yeah, same shit. Oh. Same thing.
I don't want another sneaker. I don't
you
want
you guys it. Don't listen. But then when you finally do, why didn't I do this before? And Mike and I are both here like, God fuck. What the fuck? Marriage, guys, that's marriage. And Mike and her are not married yet, but you know, we're gonna throw that out to the universe. Sorry, Mike, if you're listening to this behind the
paywall. He knows they want to marry him.
I love that.
Yeah, he knows.
I love it. Okay.
He wants to marry me too.
Yes, he does. He does.
I'm
seen him around you. It's like, come on, just fucking, you know, come on, guy. Like, who are we lying to? Anyway, we're not lying to anyone. We're going back to the topic of this. Wow. Okay, so how to prevent these nasties, right? So prevention boils down to common sense and good habits.
And just good habits. And these are not hard. Yes, sometimes it takes a little while to get like into the habit of things, but you can do it. You can do it.
It's really not that hard, especially if you have dailies.
Yeah.
Definitely not. So wash your hands, okay? Before you tinker with your eye, even if it's not contact lenses, don't tinker with your eyes unless your hands are clean, guys. Like, just don't. So always wash your hands with soap and dry them thoroughly before handling your lenses. Clean your lenses properly if you're not wearing those dailies, right? So use fresh contact lens solutions each time. Never top off the old solution. That's just a breeding ground at that point. So follow replacement schedules. Stick to the recommended replacement schedule for daily, bi-weekly, or monthly lenses, whichever one it is that you have. Avoid sleeping in these lenses. Unless they're designed specifically for overnight use, avoid that. So sleeping in them significantly increases infection risk, right? If you're using ones that are not meant for that. And then avoid water exposure. Remove your lenses before swimming, showering, or using a hot tub. And replace the case regularly, you know, so those two little the classic ones. You've seen them a million times. You know exactly what I'm talking about right now. Experts recommend replacing your contact lens case every 3 months because, again, breeding ground.
Breeding ground.
So, yeah.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about treatment and cure. So bacterial infections are usually treated with prescription antibiotic drops, often resolving within a few days. However, that could be longer.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Depending.
When we say bacterial drops, that can range from 2 times a day to every hour.
Mm-hmm. It all depends on what it is.
Imagine having to put drops in your eyes every hour, on the hour. Mm. Okay. So fungal infections, that is often treated with antifungals, which fungal infections tend to just be harder to treat, a more chronic type of treatment modality. This can take weeks to months. Then the acanthamoeba infection. I hate acanthamoeba. These are really tough. Okay.
We should do a whole amoeba episode then.
No. No, ma'am. You could do that with Mario. You could do that with Mario. I cannot. Any parasite? Did you not see me with filariasis?
I know.
And I was holding myself in with filariasis. But no. No, ma'am. All right. So the acanthamoeba, okay, this requires antiparasitics, okay? In some cases, can even need transplant, okay? So just a no for me, okay?
No.
All right. So corneal ulcers, these treatments may involve both drops and surgical interventions to repair the severe damage. And corneal ulcers usually involve drops every single hour.
Guys, it's an ulcer in your eye.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Imagine ulcers on your skin, you need to take care of frequently, a lot. And
imagine the eye.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Anyway, early detection is key. If you experience any discomfort, redness, or vision changes, just don't wait and seek medical attention immediately. So a little bit, just a few fun facts about all of this. So lens microbial hotel. Studies show that 80% of lenses cleaned with water or old solution harbor bacteria. So please be clean. Makeup mishaps. Applying makeup with lenses on can transfer bacteria or tiny particles to your eyes. So always put lenses in before makeup and try to take them out before removing makeup.
Yeah.
So try to make that very distinct boundary.
Yeah, especially for people that just touch their eyes a lot. This could be for allergies, contact users, anything. I always recommend not using old makeup often. Yep. And if you have an infection, you have to toss that makeup.
Yep.
You have to toss it.
I know it hurts.
Yeah.
It's sometimes expensive, but it's necessary, unfortunately, you know?
Yeah.
And lens wear habits. A study revealed 85% of contact lens users admit to at least one bad habit, such as sleeping in lenses or using water to clean them.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Just don't do that. So, yeah. Talking about contact lenses and all that, one that when I was reading up on these things, it just invaded my mind. And I'm sure that you all have seen it unless you lived under a rock, which you may very well may have. About that lady that had, I don't know how many contact lenses in her eye.
It was
all the way up here. You lived under a freaking rock.
I lived under a rock and I don't want to hear it. I want to keep on living under that rock.
You're reading it.
Just sometimes these stories give me no faith.
I can't believe you didn't read this.
I can't.
I can't even understand how this happened to begin with.
No, it's because I have zero interest in learning about this or people this.
Well, we're going to talk about it.
All right. So in 2017, a 67-year-old woman in the UK went in for a routine cataract surgery. Mm-hmm. She had been experiencing discomfort and blurry vision, which attributed to the old age and dry eyes. Nothing unusual, right? No, wrong. Okay. When the surgeons began prepping for her eyes for the procedure, they discovered something shocking. Okay. A bluish mass of contact lenses lodged in her right eye. Initially, they thought it was a single lens or two. Upon closer inspection, they realized it was 27 contact. Sorry.
I'm hungry.
Sorry.
I love but it was right at the moment of 27. And like, yeah. Even your stomach goes like, holy
wow.
shit.
Okay, I know. Wow.
Your stomach wanted to join into that conversation.
I know. What can I say, guys? We started off this morning with champagne. We have memes. Yeah. You know, it's okay. It's a Saturday morning for Jules and I. All right. Well, anyways. Okay. So, all right. 27. Okay. 27 contact lenses. Not two. Not three. Because sometimes I feel like, okay. Yeah, well, maybe she forgot that she had them her or something.
Age, whatever. Yeah. I get it.
But she's not even that old. She's 67.
So, dude, like,
okay, but yeah, I understand you. I understand you. And 27,
though.
Yeah, but hold on. The story gets better. If that wasn't wild enough, during further examination, 10 more were discovered in the same eye, bringing it to a whopping 37 lenses.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course she was going to have blurry vision.
And if you see the video of it, guys, I'm sure that it's everywhere. Like, you could just YouTube, TikTok it, whatever. The video of it is insane.
No, I don't want to see it.
It's just like them, like they're lifting up because it happened up here, right? At least the grand amount of them, the 27, it was like lodged up here and whatever eye it was lodged all the way up here. So they had lifted the eyelid or whatever. And then you just see the surgeons just like removing all of them like that. The ophthalmologist, surgeon, whatever, what have you, like that. And then after that, they show you like the extraction and it's all of these, and it's just like,
no. Yep.
How did you not notice 37 lenses in one eye?
Who knows?
That's what I'm saying. There must have been something more to this lady, because like, I mean, come on. So, but I kept on thinking about that while writing all of this. I'm like, oh my god, like how the hell. Anyway, so anyway,
all right, so how did it happen? Yeah. Okay, so the woman had been wearing disposable monthly contact lenses for over 35 years but wasn't keeping track of whether she had removed the previous pairs. So some lenses had been pushed deeper into her eye, lodging themselves under the eyelid. Over time, they formed a clump, which she hadn't really noticed. She reportedly had poor vision in both eyes, so she didn't realize the contact lenses were missing or causing her discomfort. She also hadn't had regular eye checkups, which might have caught the issue sooner. She also had, like, you know, she was ignoring a lot of symptoms. So the woman had been experiencing a feeling of like dryness, discomfort in her eyes, blurry vision, a mild sensation that something was in her eye. A mild, very mild, 37.
Just 30s? Yeah,
37.
I have a hair in my eye and it's driving me crazy.
Yeah, I know. So now, since the lenses were stuck together under her eyelid, they didn't cause severe irritation and she didn't feel the need to investigate further.
How many times has it happened in an episode of ours that we're like, we have an eyelash?
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get the fuck out of here.
Now, the surgical team removed the lenses carefully, one by one. After they were removed, the woman said that her eyes felt much more
You don't say.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, she was like, thank you, doctor. And the doctor was probably like, this is the most...
You imagine
undeserving, being like, the praise.
You're a physician. You've dealt with some shit.
Yeah.
You imagine being the doctor at that moment. Like, well, how do you even keep face at that point?
No, I mean, obviously, like, you're welcome. I'm so happy that I was able to remove 37 lenses and make you feel like a whole new person. But I mean, we're thankful for anything, right? Like, patients are really great and they are really grateful. Right? Some patients, not all. But
I was gonna say.
But you know, I feel like this is the equivalent of like a parent that tells me, like, oh my god, Dad, doctor, thank you so much for helping me. And I give him Miralax. I did too much. The proportion of praise does not equal the like work, you know? But whatever. Point is that good for you for that doctor changing that lady's life.
I know, okay? But something that I was like, wow.
Yeah. So then surgery for her cataracts was actually postponed to allow time for that inflammation to kind of just settle down. Okay.
I mean,
he was like, okay, guys, we just took off 37 lenses. I'm sure that guy was like, what do? I need to read on this. Like, this is the first time this happens to me. I need to read some research before we proceed.
Exactly. Before I cut open this eye, too.
I can imagine him being like, bam, We removed 37 lenses. You know, we should postpone. There's a lot of risk there. And he's probably in his mind, he's like, I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm not doing this right now.
He's like, cut. Yeah, time out. I did not expect this going into this.
Yeah, like, he's this like, is... you find his mind is like, bitch, you threw a curveball at me. And I was not prepared, okay? So you're welcome for the removal, the foreign body removal, okay? The cataract surgery became into a foreign body removal. So you're welcome for that. But no, we'll reconvene at a later date.
Like, Tina, reschedule?
Yeah, the OR charge to nurse charge. We're going to change this up. Guys, we're going to repeat a timeout. This is no longer a timeout for cataracts. This is a foreign body removal. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Okay. Exactly. So what is the big takeaway? This crazy episode, right? So this case, as it is, just serves as a major reminder of why proper contact lens hygiene and regular checkups with an optometrist is essential. So forgetting a single lens might not cause immediate harm, but leaving them over long periods of time can lead to everything that we had talked about. So from ulcers to amoebas and so many things. So just follow the instructions, guys. They're daily, if they're bi-weekly, they're bi-weekly, they're monthly, and so on and so forth, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, while the story made headlines for the sheer number of lenses, okay, it's not the first time something like this has happened, unfortunately. So similar, but in a smaller scale, things have been like this have been reported. I actually had a coworker of mine that she's like, oh, yeah, I wear dailies, but I haven't changed my daily in like 3 months. I'm like, she slept in them and all that, to the point that her optometrist had told her that they wanted to do a study on her eye because it was kind of like her eye was kind of like grabbing the
stop.
And I'm here listening to this and I'm like, that's a problem. Yeah, I'm no doctor, but that's a problem.
No, it's a big problem.
Coming from the doctor.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
And I'm not an ophthalmologist. So that's a big problem.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in for this episode.
Yes.
For accepting me with my glasses on.
So thank you guys for everything. And we'll see you on the next one.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Like, comment, review us on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, etc.
Check us out on Instagram and TikTok at Funny Medicine Podcast. Our Gmail is funnymedicine305@gmail.com. And remember, we are not diagnosing you.
Definitely not. Just funny stuff.
See you later, guys.